down in the den. So go tell a friend, the best podcast on earth, not to begin. We got jokes and news and movie reviews. After Dark NC-17 with the crew. Interviews with the best artists around. So like, comment, subscribe. The show starting right now. Let's go. Like, comment, subscribe. The show starting right now.
This is Michael Prince, and you're watching Down in the Den.
Welcome to Down in the Den, the number one place to meet the superstars before they go supernova. Today, I am happy to introduce to you an extremely talented young artist. He is blending the classics with hip-hop, and you may have seen him rocking out with such artists like LaRussell. He's a violinist, a producer, a songwriter, and an artist, and his latest EP, Heart to Heart, is streaming on all platforms right now. The Prince of the Strings is here. Give it up for the one, the only, Michael Prince. Welcome, King. How the hell are you doing? And thank you for joining me in the den.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, man. Wonderful.
Oh, man, that's a pleasure, man. And I'm so happy to join you. I find it very ironic that one of your most popular songs right now is called Origins. And we begin every single episode with the same question. And that question is always, what is your origin story? What captured your heart about music to make you realize that this was your purpose in life?
Okay, so I started very young. I was 3 years old when my parents got me a drum set. They got me like a little tiny drum set and they gave it to me and they said, here, learn how to play the drums. And I also had some like books, drum books, like videos that I would watch, basically like copying what the people were doing when I was a little kid. I was just banging on the drums, making a lot of noise. Then when I was 5 years old, I went to an elementary school that had like music magnet. And so they gave us the opportunity to pick an instrument. So I chose the violin, which was kind of the opposite of the drums. They thought I was going to choose the drums, but I kind of just, something called me to the violin and I've just been playing it. Ever since, I wanted to be an engineer for the longest because I just like putting things together. But come junior year of high school, I was applying to colleges for engineering, but something just told me. I was in church one day just hearing the music, and I was like, I've been playing the violin all these years. I want to continue doing it. So I chose to major in music, and here I am now.
Well, I am so happy that you made that decision. I know the rest of the den mates and the friends of the den worldwide are happy that you made this decision. Now, mixing hip-hop with classical violin is not something new. We've had artists like Marie Ben-Ari being a legendary hip-hop violinist, but you bring a young, fresh, inspired vibe to the forefront. What made you decide to merge those two genres together to make the beautiful music that you do?
I've always wanted to like branch out. In high school, I started playing jazz. I took a jazz improv class. And like a lot of people were like, you can't play jazz. Why are you playing jazz on the violin? And I was like, you know, like who says a classical instrument can't do other things? And I've just always listened to hip hop. I listened to like all kinds of music growing up. So now I kind of like playing all styles of music and hip hop is just a genre that's more and more like synthesized instruments these days. You don't really have those. I like more of the background kind of production side of adding like real strings instead of synth strings to stuff.
Absolutely. And it's definitely a different sound. It's a more organic sound when you're putting those real live strings to it and you do it so well. Now, you're from Houston, correct?
Yes.
Now, Houston has been a hotbed, as I'm sure you know, for music for a long time, at least ever since I've been on this planet. Who are some of the H-Town artists that you would love to work with if you had your pick of H-Town artists that you'd like to rock with? Give us one or two that you would love to collaborate with.
Probably Robert Glasper and Brian Michael Cox. They both graduated from my my high school. I went to this school called the High School for the Performing and Visual Arts here in downtown Houston. And it's just like a performing arts. You have dance, vocal, instrumental music, basically all encompassing of art forms. And we've had some really big names come out of there. Beyonce, she went to the school for a little bit. So Beyonce is also on the list. Yeah, just great artists from Houston.
Well, shout out to the Performing Arts High School. Definitely some a litany of heavyweights that you mentioned there. And I think you would rock well with any of those. And shout out to Queen Bee, of course, coming out of H-Town. No doubt we can't forget her. Now, you have been linking with some of our past inmates like LaRussell and Taupe and that whole Good Company crew out there. We love what they're doing out there in the Bay. How has it been collaborating with those kings and bringing your unique energy to the stage? Because the videos are just fire. And how's that been for you?
It's been amazing. I thought it would be like real, like business-like, like an exchange, but it's really like a family and like a, like I'm part of the organization. I'm not just like an outsider anymore. It's like we're all casual. LaRussell is almost like a big brother or uncle at this point. Like I just learned so much from him, just hanging out with him, doing shows. It's very like casual. I thought the music industry would be very like cold, and I know with most artists it probably is. Like you probably have to go through a manager to even like reach them and stuff and booking and all that stuff. But it's been really like person to person, and like I can just text him and get a response quickly if I have like some advice that I need with some music or anything. He's really a reason that I've been able to grow. I just basically copy what he's done. It's helped me out.
He's got a hell of a blueprint out there, even for older heads like myself. And I always tell people, you know, watch those that are making those moves that are willing to reach back and share. So I'm happy to hear he's definitely those guys over there in good company. Shout out to Vallejo. Shout out the whole Bay Area. They're doing their thing. Now, as a journalist, I can't let you go without getting a bit of a scoop. I understand you have some performances coming up, so let the people know what you have in store and give us a little sneak peek of what we can expect from you for the rest of 2023 going into the end of the year.
Okay, so for me, personal, I'm working on I have a single dropping this Friday, actually, Endgame. It's kind of what's kind of blown up online. It's kind of like a hip hop violin orchestra sound to it. It's kind of like a trap symphony. And so I'm also doing an album based off of that. So that'll be one single release from that album. Origins will be on that album. Another song called Cruisin'. Because I have like a genre where it's like hip hop violin and then there's like R&B violin. But then I also want to do some jazz violin. So the hip-hop album is going to be called probably like Hood Orchestra or something. It's probably going to release May. I'm aiming for May just to stretch things out. Because I have so much music that I can just release immediately. I'm trying to like wait for my name to get a little bit bigger, you know, before I release stuff. Really promote it before I release it. So I have a hip-hop orchestra album. I'm going to do like an R&B violin love album called No Strings Attached. And then I'm going to do probably like a jazz album. And that's for me personal. I'll just try to like perform wherever I can, small shows, virtual shows. On the production side, I'm just going to keep producing. I'm going to start making my own beats because right now I've been working with a lot of other artists and adding strings to their stuff, but I'm going to start producing some originals. So that's mainly it. I'm thinking about grad school. I have like 100 different directions I can go in, and I need to decide which direction to go in within the next like couple of months because I'm graduating in May. I'm a senior at Oklahoma, so I'll be graduating.
Congratulations, brother, man. I love seeing us getting our education. I love seeing us shine. So that's dope. We're going to look out for that new single Friday. We're going to look out for both projects. And, you know, you said the jazz is just for you. No, the jazz is for all of us, man. Keep that real music. That is something that we definitely need in the ecosystem. So we appreciate you doing that. But, brother, it has been a pleasure. I thank you so much for showing that love to our community. I want to welcome you into the Dem Mate family officially, but I can't just give it away. You got to earn it. So we do have a little game that we play right here in the den. It's called If You Don't Know, Now You Know, Baby, Baby. Shout out to the late, great, Notorious B.I.G. And it's a little game we play to let your fans get to know behind the scenes how you feel on certain subjects. It's completely random. I don't even know what the question is going to be. And it's brought to you by our sponsors over at Poddex. And guys, if you've been watching our show, you know this segment is super fun and super stellar, and you can make and create excellent segments just like that with your own version of Poddex customized for you. And you can get a discount with our discount code, THEDEN, that's THEDEN, saves you 10% on your purchase of Poddex. Check it out. It makes Poddex podcasting super fun. So are you ready, brother? I got three questions at random, generated by our folks at Poddex for you to let your fans get to know what they don't know about you. Are you ready to play the game?
Yes.
All right, awesome. So the first category I have for you is called The Hustle. You know, we support that entrepreneurial instinct and abilities here. So I got a question selected here from Poddex. And if you're ready, let's get it. All right, when you were a kid, what was the first thing you wanted to be when you grew up? Because usually it's not what we end up falling in. I know I wanted to be an astronaut. I saw a rocket ship blow up, and I kind of put that on the back burner. But what was the first thing that you wanted to be when you were a kid?
A mechanical engineer.
Mechanical engineer.
I was in first grade, and we did a career project of what you want to be when you grow up. And I was a mechanical engineer. I dressed up in a suit. And I show people, like, this is what mechanical engineers do. That's what I wanted to be.
Hey, you can still do it, brother. I love it. You know, multifaceted is how we win the game. So I love that. Yep. So this next question is in the category mental health. That's something that is huge with the Den community and all of our brother and sister podcasts. Mental health is a huge focus. So I ask this to you. What did you do today? That made you feel good?
Oh, well, I'm outside right now. I'm at a park. As you can see, I'm outside in downtown Houston, feeling happy. There's great weather. You can't really go wrong by going outside on a nice day. It just makes you feel good. I like to fish a lot. I used to bike around the whole city, just outside.
I wish you could send some of that weather here to the East Coast, because it's cold as hell right now outside.
Yeah.
I'm hooded up in the house, so you know how it is. That's a good question. Definitely go outside, get some vitamin D, get some sunlight. I love it. Great answer. Now, the final category here is this or that. And would you say, if you got to break up, text or in person, and why?
Ooh. In the past, I've done it over text just because
we all have.
I'm not really a in-person type of person in general. I'm very shy. Well, I used to be very shy. I would do things over text because it would make it less hard to do in person. But now, obviously, since I'm older and more mature, it's something that has to be done over in person.
Absolutely.
Have to have a conversation.
That is the correct answer. We're going to support that answer in person now. But we're all guilty of in the past of that text. So I love it. So what that means for you, brother, is that it's official, like a referee with a whistle. You are in the Dem Mate community, and that comes with all the benefits. We're going to send you some merch your way. So we'll get to you after, get a P.O. box or address where you want us to send you, get you some Down in the Den merch. We're also going to make sure that we add your music to our DITD radio playlist available on YouTube and on Spotify. And we're going to make sure that anything you promote, we promote. That's what we do here because it's all about a community. And finally, we're going to add you to our group chat. We have a ton of fantastic artists, producers that all rock with us that are going to be at your beck and call. So if you say, hey, I need an Afrobeats artist from South Africa, I got somebody for you. Hey, I need a tech producer from, I got somebody for you. We're going to link you into that network because it's more than just a talk show. It's really a community. So we welcome you, brother, to the Denmate community, Dreams and Nightmares. That's what it's all about. You've earned it. You've answered the questions. You've played the hot seat. The floor is yours. Please let the people know where they can find you on social media. Any shout outs that you want to get, you've earned it.
All right. You can find me on all platforms at Michael Prince Violin. Music, Michael Prince. YouTube, Michael Prince. Pretty much MichaelPrinceViolin.com. Yeah, shout out LaRussell and them, you know, they really helped me get into the music industry quickly, much quicker than I thought. He literally just took a risk. He saw a video that I posted of his song, saw that he liked it, and he was like, come do a show. He brought me out, and he just believed in me, so I appreciate that.
That's love. That's love. Shout out to all of those kings out there reaching out and bringing other kings with them. That's what it's all about. And brother, thank you, man, for taking the time out. And your spirit is incredible. I love what you're doing. Please continue to rock. We can't wait for the new release to come out Friday. So we'll put that in the link to make sure everybody sees it. This episode will come out this Wednesday at 7 p.m. So I want everybody to please follow my brother, Michael Prince Violin, on all the social media. Check him out on all platforms that you stream music. He's fire. You know I'm batting 1,000 when I recommend the artist, so he's dope as can be. And I can't wait to see what else is in store for Young King. Keep enjoying that nature. Congratulations on the graduation. And I still think you can do that engineering thing. Don't give up on it.
Yes. All
damn dream. You know what I'm saying? Excellent. Yes, sir. Well, thank you, brother, again. Guys, thank you for tuning in to another stellar episode of Down in the Den. Your boy Mars, the curator of culture, never does you wrong, never scares you wrong. So what I need you to do is put that notification button on so you know when another great episode is coming. I need you to smash that like button, comment button. If there's even a comment button, leave a comment. It doesn't matter. You know what to do. Follow, like, comment, subscribe. As we end every episode, it's all about peace, love, unity, and respect. Shout out to my man Michael Prince for joining us here in the den. Deuces. All right, and we're clear. Perfect, brother. Cut, right? All right, perfect, brother. Great job. So this will be out Wednesday. So I will send you a fully edited copy tomorrow. I'll send it to you via WeTransfer, and that way you can, if you see some clips that you want to use, you're more than welcome to. So we'll get this out to you tomorrow, brother. And thank you again for rescheduling, and welcome to the den.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Anytime, brother. Have a good one.
All right, you too. Take care.
So like, comment, subscribe. The show's starting right now. Let's go. Like, comment, subscribe. The show's starting right now.